let's look more closely at what Marx said were sort of the prerequisites to this utopian society. Marx said for the higher phase of communism, there must be an end to the division of labor. Labor has become a joy. Productivity has increased. There's an all-round development of the individual. All the springs of cooperative wealth flow more abundantly. And only then can the narrow horizon of bourgeois right be crossed in its entirety. So the question is, does that mean that some market forces must exist until the higher society, higher phase is reached? Because only then can the narrow horizon of bourgeois right be crossed in its entirety. Well, the short answer is no. Marx called on the people to create revolution. Revolution was to bring socialism, or the lower phase, not yet from each according to his ability to each according to his needs, but in the meantime, he would receive the full product of his labor, or to each according to his work. This would then lead to the society in which work and life would be a great joy, and all the other conditions would be met. Why is it that you wouldn't have markets until then? Well, because you can't go straight from bourgeois society or capitalism straight to communism. You need to have that in-between step with the dictatorship of the proletariat or worker state, where the workers then give everyone the full product of their labor. Only that would allow the people to learn and to learn to govern and to develop and to take control of the means of production, and through that taking control, actually become the new man that they have to be in order to usher in the higher phase of communism.